Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. Now, today, again, ACC News brings you really another wonderful guest. We have with us hypnosis, weight loss, and empowerment coach, Robin Hart. And she's the founder of New Perspectives, Hypnosis and Coaching. Now, to everyone in the audience tuning in today, if you've ever had an issue with weight loss, trying to stop smoking, even sleep, anxiety, depression, everyone, please grab a seat, get comfortable, because Robin Hart could possibly give you information that may change your life. It is now Thursday, the 8th of June, and I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially the people that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Robin, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, also, if you're a big part of social media, just about everyone in the world is now. We are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. Now, we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. And again, you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, we can be our own greatest critics. And sometimes we have a tendency to live in doubt and fear. But, you know, life can be challenging. It can be difficult to maneuver at times. But with trained professionals like Robin Hart, you can overcome even the most daunting obstacles and really create a profound change and live a happy, healthy, prosperous life. You change your mind, life. Over the years, Robin has created her own unique process for helping clients really tap into their full potential. What she does is assist her clients in assessing the wisdom and the resources within themselves in order to really manifest their dreams and their desires. And Robin's unique style of holistic coaching, it goes beyond regular psychology. Well, what it does is really embodies the mindful living principles that balance the body, mind, and the spirit. Now, with over 20 years of experience, Robin has facilitated people in reconnecting to their passions for life, again, as well as the release of excess weight, shifting addiction, and really transforming their thoughts and feelings, and embracing true joy. Now, most importantly, to everybody out here in the audience, Robin creates a profound change in a short period of time. She does this by getting to the root cause and really uncovering the limited beliefs, habits, and behaviors that need to be changed. And these unique, empowering techniques are basically life-changing. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Hypnosis, Weight Loss, and Empowerment Coach. Founder of A New Perspectives, Hypnosis and Coaching, Miss Robin Hart. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Robin?
Wonderful, Matthew. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much.
And again, we are very happy to have you. And again, you're skilled in a very special area. We really wanted to get this chance to really have you share your information with our audience. Now, Robin, just so that you can give an opportunity to the audience to really get to know you, who exactly is Robin Hart?
Well, I am a seeker and a mentor. I'm someone who has taken all that I've learned and experienced on my own journeys of self-discovery and felt called to help others and to really help people shift their perspective. And it's my passion.
And everyone that does tune into our show on a regular basis and to our new listeners, everyone on our guest really has a very unique and incredible story. Robin, can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are today?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I started off in the beauty field, actually, and helping people feel beautiful from the outside in as an esthetician and as a hairdresser. And along the way, I learned modalities that I was able to incorporate into my work. So I started off with essential oils and scalp massage and a little energy work that I learned and started incorporating those into my services and seeing that it gave me a wonderful niche that I can empower people with. And as a practitioner, a beauty and wellness practitioner, you are hearing people's stories. And so it was just kind of a natural evolution. I developed a hypnofacial, which my clients really loved and were starting to have huge shifts. And as I learned more about my own self and my own journey, and I worked with a mentor that was trained in these modalities, I felt called to do more and to get trained in these services. So I eventually closed my salon and opened up a wellness center. I've had two different wellness centers, Nirvana Spa and Wellness Center and a new relaxation wellness center. And we had all the alternative modalities. We had meditation and of course the beauty aspects, but also hypnosis and coaching and NLP and rapid eye. We had massage and acupuncture and that type of thing. So everything took a natural course of evolution. And I just kind of followed my inner calling and guidance and ended up doing the wellness centers, and then eventually felt like it was a lot to be landlord and marketing and a practitioner. And then I kind of shifted gears a little bit to my private practice. I've been in private practice for over 18 years. I've had the honor of watching people metamorphose in front of my very eyes and to teach them tools and techniques.
And you're a very successful entrepreneur. Many women and men would look up to you for that alone. Who or what is your driving force? What is your biggest influence in your life and your career?
I would say I have this passion to help people connect to the love that they are, their true authentic self, to be able to help them go from hopelessness or feeling desperate. You know, usually before someone will turn to something like hypnosis, which is a little outside the box, people come to me through the doorway of coaching or hypnosis. But by the time they'll try something a little bit unusual, it's because they've tried everything else. They know what they need to do to lose weight, but they're just not able to. There's something that's either sabotaging them or blocking them, or they know what they need to do to quit smoking, or they just don't feel, they have some old patterning from childhood or from past experiences that have left an imprint in their emotional body that has caused them to attract situations that have these patterns of the same kind of men or women in their life, or they're not able to keep a job, or there's some sort of issue. And so they know that it's the way they think. They just don't know how to shift it. And so that's how they find me.
And how has your experience, let's say, working with women in the beauty field and owning your own wellness spa, how has that really helped you with your knowledge and ability of knowing what the process is in helping to empower women?
Well, I've heard so many stories, and I've mentored so many of my clients from, all the way back to when I started when I was 18 years old. And so, you know, with anything, as you practice your skills, you just get better. It just naturally evolves. And I would say that, you know, it was really an honor to help people feel beautiful from the outside in and to teach the wisdom and all that I was learning. I just naturally became a mentor. I think that's typical in that type of field because people feel safe and they open up to their practitioners. And so along with my, as I said before, my journey of learning new skills and techniques and seeing how it shifted my life and gave me a whole different perspective on who I am. I mean, it really is a paradigm shift in the way you think about yourself and about life. And it takes you from feeling like a victim to feeling empowered and in control. And I just feel passionate about sharing that. I have over the years, and the thing that's so amazing is it never gets old. It's just with every client that's in front of me, it's contagious. They can feel my passion because I'm honest and sincere, and it's contagious.
And you mentioned about getting to the root cause in order to make change. How important is it to reach the root cause of any problem before, let's say, any kind of life changes or healing can occur?
That's an excellent question, because if we just kind of skim the surface and we just deal with it only with our conscious mind, then what's really running the show is kind of like an iceberg, the way the mind works. So what the piece of the iceberg that's above the water is, represents the conscious mind. It's the part that we can see and we're aware of. But underneath the water is this huge mound of the iceberg that is really running the show. So we might go into natural reaction. Someone could say something and it can just trigger us. And it's usually not about that situation. It typically is about situations that have built up that are similar to it. And so a littlest thing can kind of knock us off our game or, shift us into a worry or concern. So getting to that root cause and finding out what are the beliefs, what are the stories, what are you telling yourself, what are the old patterns and imprints that are really running the show. I really don't believe you can have permanent change, because those old tapes, the mind is a lot like a computer, so those old tapes are really running the show. So we've got in our subconscious mind all these programs that we're running, and it's because of all that we've been through in our journey. And some people have really been broken down or had rough experiences, and even those who haven't, I don't know one single person that doesn't have some sort of self-esteem issue. And it's just part of our human behavior. And so just getting to that root cause and changing those tapes is the name of the game.
And I know really getting to the root cause, at times it can be easy, at times it can be difficult, but I'm almost 100% sure that you are right. That has to be done in order for change to occur. Now, you offer something called hypnosis, and everyone tuning in is definitely at least somewhat familiar with it. It's been effective for so many people, and again, still so many people don't know too much about it. Now, is hypnosis safe, and how effective is it in, let's say, helping people overcome, let's say, self-destructive habits?
Well, hypnosis is a natural state of mind, and a lot of what people see on TV or on stage hypnosis can actually create concern, or it looks like somebody's controlling their mind, but that's not true. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Our self-talk is self-hypnosis. The advertising that we get on TV is a type of hypnosis. But the way the mind works is that we are in the beta state of consciousness when we're fully alert, and then when we start to relax, we'll move into alpha. So we'll move into alpha when we're driving the car and we kind of get a little mesmerized and we're deep in thought and we drive the car on automatic pilot without even thinking about it. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, how did my mind do that? That what, you know, because my mind was somewhere else. And it's always amazing to me that we can do that. When we're going to sleep, we'll move into those stages where we'll go from the beta to the alpha. And then from alpha, we move into theta. And the theta is where you're so deeply relaxed, and that's the deep hypnosis. The alpha is a light hypnosis. But the theta is where you're so deeply relaxed. You know you can get up and move. You just don't want to. You might even begin to twitch a little bit as you start to fall asleep. And then you go into delta, into that deep sleep. And we'll move up and down, or kind of in and out of those cycles throughout the night. Most of the people that I've come in contact with are not sleeping well. And so we're not moving into that REM state of sleep and consciousness every 90 minutes like we should be. And when we do move into that state of consciousness, we're releasing stress and trauma. So it really is important. But the whole process of the way the mind moves up and down through the beta, alpha, theta, and delta is what hypnosis is. So when you're in that alpha or theta state, it is a heightened state of learning. You are fully aware and you are always in control. We're never going to do anything that's not in alignment with our integrity and our belief system. There's no way someone can make us do something like rob a bank or do something, take all our clothes off, unless there isn't a part of us that wants to do that. So you are the one that's allowing the positive suggestions to affect. You're accepting the good in your life, or you can block it. I can't make anyone quit smoking that doesn't want to quit smoking. They have to. That's the key with hypnosis, is you have to have a sincere desire, and that's all it takes. And the rest, the mind is open and receptive to. So it's completely safe, and all hypnosis truly is self-hypnosis.
So I guess what you're also kind of telling the audience is that a lot of what they see on TV with hypnosis, that there is some form of fiction involved with that.
Yeah, sometimes what ends up happening, like with stage hypnosis, is that they'll do a couple little exercises with the audience to see who's the most receptive, and then they'll pull them up and onto the stage. Then they'll run a few more, because we all can move into hypnosis. So some people will say, I don't know if I can move into hypnosis, or whether I was really in hypnosis, because it is such a natural state of mind. I mean, even as a child, we are in that state. That's why we can learn languages so well. But they pull the people up on stage. They'll do a few more exercises. The ones that are able to relax and move into that state the most quickly, they're the ones that they're going to use. You'd have to spend a little more time with the others to get them to get to that relaxed state, because relaxation is the key. And so then, you know, no one's going to quack like a duck or do these silly things on stage unless there's a part. I mean, they already wanted to, because they're raising their hands saying, choose me, choose me. So some of that can be fake, and some of it can be that someone's just really receptive. But as far as TV, and there's a difference between mind control and hypnosis. Mind control, they're deprived, they're broken down, and mind control is a real thing, but that is not what hypnosis is.
Oh, wow. Mind control is real.
I believe so. I mean, we've seen situations where people have been broken down to such a point and deprived and basically programmed. So I believe that that type of where someone is held against their will and broken down, that's possible. But hypnosis is nothing like that. Hypnosis is empowering. It's about accessing your true authentic self, teaching you how you're moving yourself into hypnosis on and off throughout the day, whether you're aware of it or not. So it's about teaching my clients how to understand how their mind works and their emotions, because your emotion affects your experience, and how you can shift the thought, a feeling, or a belief and totally change the way you look at life.
And I'm happy that you took out the time to really explain to the audience the difference between those two things, because, again, so many people get those things confused. Now,
right.
You can, I guess, help people out with weight loss, perhaps using hypnosis. Is hypnosis effective for weight loss? And also, why do so many women and also men struggle with weight loss?
Well, I think weight is one of the hardest issues for anyone, because we have to eat. It's not like smoking where you can just not smoke. So we use food to self-medicate, because food actually is a drug. It creates the serotonin and the endorphins and the dopamine. We use it for socializing. We use it for reward. And so we've got all this old patterning associated to food. So like I said, the key with success with my weight loss program and using hypnosis is the sincere desire for change. So my clients come to me, they know they've tried all these different diet programs. They know what they need to do, but they don't feel motivated. There's a disconnect. There's a self-sabotage. And they just need help to get to the other side of that. So yes, hypnosis is this incredibly powerful for really any issue in someone's life. But as far as weight loss goes, for changing the way you eat, so it's really great for having you desire fresh fruits and vegetables and lean protein to eat when hungry, to stop when you feel content. I've had clients addicted to ice cream or candy or chips, and with hypnosis, they're like blown away how they aren't even desiring it, or they have just a little bit. And clients lose an average of 1 to 5 pounds a week, unless they have thyroid issues, medical issues, or medication that's making them gain the weight, or that there's a part of them that is sabotaging or blocking. And that's what's great about my other techniques as well, that hopefully we'll be able to go into briefly, that will help clear those blocks. And that's the key to it. And then I custom design it to my client. I'm using their verbiage, the way they think about it, the way they would word it or feel about it, because it's going to be unique to them. And it will be more powerful than if I did it I mean, I have basic hypnosis MP3s and CDs, and those are powerful. They're not custom designed to the client, but they work. But the best result is having a live hypnosis where I record the session and they have it custom to them, or they go to my website and they can fill out a form and do a customized hypnosis that I make specifically for them.
And I know there's many people tuning in that do struggle with weight and also losing 1 to 5 pounds a week. That is incredible. Many people sometimes feel like, hey, my weight problem is always going to be there. I can't help it. Can she possibly help me? Who exactly is your client base?
My client base is anyone who's been struggling with an issue and just hasn't been able to have a breakthrough. They don't feel motivated. They feel anxious. They feel depressed. They feel hopeless. They've tried everything. They know that it's in their, the key is their mind, and they're ripe and ready.
And can you please share with them, let's say, the type of services that you would provide to them?
Sure. So my typical coaching is a little unique. It kind of goes above and beyond. So I do an in-depth case history where I'm learning a lot about the client. I'm listening to the tonality. If they're in front of me or we do a Zoom session, I'm able to watch the physiology. Sometimes people will be moved to tears when they're telling me their story. These are all triggers, and I create a treasure map. I kind of map off where I need to go, where I see the core issues are that we need to go deeper. I custom design each session to the client. So typically we'll start with some coaching or some counseling, some teaching of techniques that I may give them to kind of shift the way they look at things and for them to practice. A following session would be a process where we're doing a hypnosis, an NLP, which is a timeline type of process where we're getting to the original cause, where your subconscious mind takes us to something that's similar that's happened in the past, where we're able to see where the trauma or the negative belief or the problem got anchored in. Within the client is they hold the wisdom. So I'm just the tour guide helping them access. And they're observing. They're not reliving anything, so it's not traumatic. They're what we call third party, where you're observing your past. Your subconscious mind will just bring a thought, feeling, or a memory into your awareness. From there, you have the ability to understand what's the higher purpose, because I really believe everything that we experience in life is on purpose, that there's a reason, that there's a learning. So rather than be victimized by it, what I teach is for my clients to feel empowered by it, to take their power back. So we want to know what the soul learning is with whatever experience that they're going through. Then they come up with the new resources. Their subconscious mind comes up with the resources to heal and to shift this pattern. It's very profound. And so that's a process. Another one is called Rapid Eye, where Rapid Eye is a blend of hypnosis, EMDR, polarity therapy, and EFT, where it's kind of confusional to the conscious mind. It's an open eye hypnosis where we're actually accessing the deeper mind to bypass the critical factors. So we would run the weight loss script, the self-sabotage script, the self-confidence script. If I'm doing stop smoking, we would run the self-confidence, the self-sabotage, and the stop smoking script. If I have anxiety processes or depression, it just depends on the topic that we're working on. It is done where there's an eye device and they're blinking and tapping, and we're able to actually, and I say we because it's not really me, I'm just the tour guide assisting the client. They are doing the work. It's all about me empowering my clients to have the tools and to take responsibility for their own healing. And we're able to bypass and interrupt those negative belief systems, really create new neural pathways in the brain.
And that's truly incredible. And you have so many different programs and different techniques that you can use. That time has actually gone by so quickly, and you're giving so much great information. I really didn't want to interrupt you. But can you very quickly share with the audience, where could they go to find out more information about you or sign up for one of your wonderful programs?
Yes. Well, I created a special gift I'm really excited about to share with the listeners. And my normal website is www.anew, that's A-N-E-W, dash, which is important, perspective.com. So for the gift, you go to anew-perspective.com/gift. So just add /gift at the end. It will direct them to a page where they would sign up and get their own login, and then they'll get a download page. And I have three gifts. I have a stress reduction journey, which is deep relaxation, which is really powerful, that they can download to their phone or their computer or iPad. I have 10 beautiful affirmation cards that I created that they can print off and cut out, and I give instructions there as well on how to use them. And then I'm offering a free discovery session, a 30-minute discovery session, so I can learn more about them and give them some tips and see if they would like to do more work with me.
And it's and great also, that you are. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Also, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Also, I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and Facebook, it's A New Perspective Hypnosis.
And we're just about out of time today, but again, to everyone in the audience, if you're looking to change your life and you want to have those lasting effects, please reach out to Robin. The first step in changing your life is just simply reaching out for help. But to everyone in the audience, I thank you very much for joining us today. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And Robin, I thank you very much for coming on air today and really sharing this information with the audience. I really hope that you have a wonderful day.
What an honor. Thank you.
You're very welcome.